This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.News.com's expanded world analysis for the week being the 25th of September. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Brexit is back. EU foreign ministers meet on Monday to discuss negotiating tactics. And the following day, British PM Theresa May meets the EU's Donald Tusk to try and break the deadlock. The topic will also be discussed at next week's annual conferences of the ruling Conservative Party and opposition Labour Party. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron will on Tuesday formally call for a Eurozone finance minister and a Eurozone parliament. Domestically, the French president continues to have problems with plans to reform French employment law. On Monday, the country's truck drivers were planning a national protest strike. Early Monday morning, Angela Merkel will be confirmed as German chancellor for a fourth term. Her main coalition partner is expected to be the centrist FDP. Two important pieces of German legislation are due to take effect on Sunday. Same-sex marriage has become legal. And a new social media law means that social media platforms will face fines of up to $6 million if they fail to remove hate speech or other criminal material within 24 hours. Also on Sunday, Austria bans burqas. The regulation is part of an integration law that urges refugees and asylum seekers to participate in language courses, citizenship application, and worker training. The Middle East will be focused on the Iraqi Kurds' independence referendum on Monday. The referendum is opposed by Iraq, Turkey, the US, the UK, and the UN. They're all concerned that the vote will derail the fight against ISIS. There are also fears that an independent Kurdistan will inject another destabilizing element into the Middle East. Russia's relations with the Islamic world will be addressed on Monday when Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov hosts a reception at the start of the Islamic New Year. The guests will be the ambassadors from the members of the Organization of Islamic Countries. It is a busy week for Congress as it races to meet the Saturday deadline to agree a federal budget. President Trump has threatened to close down the government if the budget is not passed. In Asia, the Thai Supreme Court is on Wednesday scheduled to deliver its verdict in the trial of ousted Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra. Yingluck faces up to 10 years in prison for wasting billions of dollars in a rice subsidy scheme. In Colombia on Sunday, a ceasefire agreement takes effect between the Colombian government and the ELN, or National Liberation Army. The ceasefire is scheduled to end in January unless it is renewed. And that was next week's News Today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.